One of the biggest things I've learned is how people talk and what they talk about is often about the reality they are creating. So the best way to find out who somebody is to ask them about themselves. And it sounds so obvious, but how they talk about other people is often a mirror of themselves. If they go back to love and forgiveness, it means they are in love and forgiveness. And we all have a story, we all have history, we all have a past. We all have overcome adversity. But how we see the world and how we see others is a reflection of our internal state. And I will give you an example. So I'm out in America, and I'm super excited. I love the American people. I love their energy. I love the fact that anyone will just come up to you and talk to you. And there is this openness and friendliness about their energy that I resonate with. And there's a very innocent form and purity in that energy, which I see its beauty. And other people I've talked to that live here are, be very careful. You know, that comes with a lot of shallowness. It comes with a lot of ignorance. And they're telling me this, but I'm not hearing that about the American people. I'm hearing that about them. And you have to ask yourself questions like, okay, if they are in an environment where they're putting down the people they are around, what makes them stay there? Is it because they feel superior? Are they getting something? Is their ego getting something? Because if genuinely you don't like the energy of where you're at, change. Change that environment. Change that energy. Go somewhere else. Ultimately, you have to be where you resonate with the energy. And being in America for me, I resonate with the energy. I resonate with the vibe. I resonate with the eccentricness. My dad's an extreme eccentric. Like, I love an eccentric. And so for me, this is where I will create. And if you don't feel like you belong, it's okay to go somewhere and create somewhere new. That isn't wrong. You have to go where the energy feels right. And only you will know what feels right for your energy will not feel right for someone else's energy. Someone else can be like, I absolutely despise them, these people, this environment. Well, that's your energy. That's your vibrational energy. That's not where you're going to create your life purpose. That's not your work. That's not your soul's calling. And that's okay. And know that when you give this advice or you give this resonance and you're in this, that that's for you. That's not for someone else. So for me, America for me is just like, wow. I think it's watching the films growing up and the friendliness and being able to talk to people like anyone and not be judged and just have that, I think is beautiful. And I see the beauty in that. Now I'm in Los Angeles, and again, people have said, the thing is, people come here to get something, or they're looking for something outside of themselves, like stardom. And now all of these things come from a lack of love. And if you're in a place where you can give love, it doesn't matter that other people might be looking for different things. In essence, all anyone wants is more love. And if you can drop back into love with everyone you're around, you will get that reciprocated and it will be beautiful. So, a few little nuggets of wisdom here. When somebody talks about somebody else and how they've behaved, maybe it's a part of them. Maybe it's a part of them they can't be with. Maybe it's a part of them, it's a mirror of them that they don't like. When they've integrated that within them or integrated that shadow part of them, then they can move through to another level of love, openness, open-heartedness. when people are saying, like, you know, watch this and be careful and all the rest of it, it's because maybe they were naive at a time in their life and they were taken advantage of, or they have been the person that's taken advantage of others. Or maybe they think you're naive, or maybe they think, you know, it's their opinion. And love them for giving you that opinion, because it comes from good-heartedness, it comes from a place of protection, it comes from a place of love. And also it's helping them integrate, it's helping them integrate parts of themselves. So know that if somebody's saying, like, this area or this place is like this, that's about them, that's about what they've created, that's about potentially what they haven't integrated. It isn't really about the place itself. It's necessarily about them. And if they're in a place they don't like and they're putting it down, it's almost like, well, what makes you stay there? What makes you keep creating that? Because there is positives. And it's taking responsibility for that. And if you can't see the positives in an area, then move. Because there's something that keeps you there. And here, everyone loves an accent and someone that's different. And people genuinely love that. And that's why some people stay when they don't like that, because they're getting some form of love from that. Although it's not deep connection, although it's not depth. And the reason why they're not getting a deeper connection is because they too are on that superficial level. And that's okay. Send them love, know that, and move forward. Don't let it affect your reality. Don't let it affect what you're creating. Always remember that what people say about situations and environments is about them. The way to regain your power is to realize that you are a powerful creator. You can create anything you want in this world. So you create with love. You go where the love is, you go where the energy, and it might sound woo woo, but it's energy. There are places energetically you feel drawn to create. Go there. The goal really is to create a holiday every day. But yes, the saying is to create a life you don't need a holiday from. So where has that energy for you? That might be the UK. That might be Spain. It might be anywhere. Ultimately, home is within inside of you. But we only have one life, and we're very blessed with the fact we can travel. We can interact with all different cultures, all different people. And so because of that, even in our own countries, we can go to different places and different environments with different cultures that resonate differently with our soul's frequency, that help us create, help us achieve, and help us create whatever we want to create in this world. So stay in your power, stay blessed, and have a beautiful day.